this will be your last Christmas or not. There's a part of the story that I like to focus on sometimes. It's the part where the angel comes to Mary and literally shatters, breaks, shakes her world with information she has no ability to explain for a while to Joseph or anyone around her. But there's something in that young woman's heart that needs to be in our hearts. When she comes to the end of all of the unbelievable information that the angel reveals to her, she says, "May it be unto me as you have said." She has an obedient heart. How many Christmas programs have you been to? Heard the message, walked away with no change. How many sermons have you been to? Walked away with no real change. Not understood the call of God from the angels, whether they be the first angel or the 2,000-year-old star, first star or 2,000-year-old star. You and I have this unbelievable opportunity this Christmas. Say, Lord, your Lord, whatever you have for me, I want. By your grace, Lord, save me. By your mercy, Lord, carry me day by day. And by your power, Lord, carry me when I die to be eternally in heaven with you. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, demonstrated in Christmas. Pray with me if you would. Lord, thank you for each of the precious people in this room. For those that carry some special burden at Christmas, longing for someone that they haven't seen or will never see again. Having family situations of difficulty or problems, having emotional or physical things. I pray especially, Lord, for family members because they're sick or have grown too old or unable to move or some of the other things that they're not able to be with us today. Lord, bless those people. Minister to those needs. Pour out the Christmas message, the message that the star brought unto you is born this day in the city of David. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The shepherds understood it, and immediately they left their sheep on the field and went and saw it. So, Lord, make our hearts respond immediately. Give us the courage to not only hear and see, but by your Spirit, Lord, open our hearts today. Help us to understand that we're being called from the middle of our work, our day-to-day life, to bring honor and praise and glory to you. And to be saved by your mercy and grace, established and begun before the world began, brought to earth in the manger, and completed on the cross. Lord God, unless you open our eyes, unless you turn our hearts, unless you give us grace, Lord, to respond, we miss the very message of Christmas. So come and bless families. Bless those that are hurting. Give your grace to our country, Lord. Help us to refocus and bring revival across this land until all men and women and children see and know again the message that the star brought, that the angels shouted, that the shepherds spread until we spread that around to the entire world. Come and bless us all, Lord. We pray this all under your mercy and grace as we join together in the prayer the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You please would rise for the benediction and we'll sing the last song standing. You can stay seated if you can't stand. It's okay too. Lord, you have commanded us in the book, the Bible, Lord, in the book of Numbers, to bless your people. And you have said those people that are blessed in your name are truly blessed. And so I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I pray the righteousness of God into your mind and spirit, the true joy of the Christmas story, and the true joy of the gospel message, the full understanding of God's grace into your hearts. May you be overflowing in the power of God's mercy, grace, and love this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.